Well, family, welcome back to the Cool Jazz Countdown. Next to Kyle LaRue, my name is Marcella Shepard, the bass man. Well, the influence of Basie and Ellington live on the small combo of drummer Snorri Kirk. He presents a brand new release that closes an 11-year gap from his debut release. Now, this one is a short album with a runtime of 38 minutes, but I have to tell you, Snorri makes every note count as he presents 10 brand new compositions, and boy, oh boy, do they swing. He shares the band stand with some solid cats that know what they're doing, and they're definitely sold on presenting the ideas of homage while remaining fresh. Stephen Riley and Michael Blitcher on saxes, Magnus Horth on piano, Anders Fjeldsted on bass, along with drummer Snorri Kirk. They present the album Top Dog, and it still holds steady in the number 5 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Talk to me, brother. Yes, sir. I hear everything you're doing, and I'm loving it, man. Snorri Kirk, The album is called Top Dog, and you can find it on Stunt Records. It holds steady at number 5 right here on our survey. All yours.
Thanks so much, Brother Bass. Well, coming in at number 4 this week, it is vocalist Lindsay Webster. Still going strong with her latest for the Shaniqui label. It's called Reasons, and it's in at number 4 on this week's survey. And that takes us right into our new music feature of the week, coming to us this week from a trumpeter and composer who's never been afraid to travel over to the experimental side of the genre. In fact, his brand new offering is giving adventurous. It's giving bold and daring. But at the end of the day, it's giving really good jazz. Jeremy Pelt, in the eyes of some, may have delivered his most experimental project to date. It features avant-garde drummer and percussionist D'Antoni Parks, a.k.a. Techno Self, on 3 of the 8 tunes that make up the album. And personally, I've always been a bit partial to the sound of the vibes. And we get that courtesy of Jalen Baker on this set. Also featured, Alex Wintz on guitar, Leighton McKinley Harrell on bass, Alan Mednard on the other 5 tunes that make up the album playing drums, and Frank Locrasto on pianos and Fender Rhodes on 2 selections. It is a most satisfying listen as Pelt and company come together, fusing their talents with relative ease. Check out trumpeter Jeremy Pelt right here with his latest effort for the High Note label. It's called Tomorrow's Another Day. It's our new music feature of the week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. cool stuff indeed from trumpeter Jeremy Pelt. His new effort for the High Note label is called Tomorrow's Another Day. It's our new music feature of the week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. And by the way, a very, very cool article on Jeremy Pelt, the author. Check out the story about his Griot series, posted for you now at facebook.com/cooljazzcountdown. Bass?
Loving that for sure. Can't wait to get deeper into that album. Well, family, listen, you can catch us on demand wherever you're listening to podcasts these days. Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And you can always go directly to our podcast site, countdown.podomatic.com. Well, drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. held down the top spot for nearly 7 weeks on our survey. And now he still remains weeks later in the top five. The former young lion of jazz is now a veteran to the art form, adding to that another title of mentor. You see, he's taken on the daunting task of providing opportunity for and showcasing the next generation of young lions through his work as an educator over at the Juilliard School. Ulysses now presents his band Generation Wine. They are the We've Got Next grouping of musicians that feature some established and up-and-comers. Some of the rising talent featured here include Benny Bannock III, Luther Allison, Philip Norris, and Milton Suggs, among others. With an album that was influenced by the passing of his mentor, Margaret Miller, and one of his greatest inspirations, the late Roy Hargrove. Here is drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y with their latest effort for Cellar Music Group, A New Beat. It's in the number 3 spot this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
That's some fine playing right there, straight ahead in every way. Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y. The album is called A New Beat. It's in at number 3 this week right here on our survey. All yours.
All righty, bass. Well, trumpeter, composer, and educator Cindy Bradley is up next. Fans of her sound know what to look for when she's performing, because there's a pretty good chance she'll have her signature pink trumpet in hand. It's a unique piece designed by a gentleman named Andy Taylor of Taylor's Trumpets in the UK. Cindy says she wanted a horn with a raised bell, similar to the one the late Dizzy Gillespie used to play. Well, Andy went to work and created a one-of-a-kind trumpet in pink with a heart-shaped bell. Now, Bradley says Andy designed a few horns for her over the years, but he truly outdid himself with the pink one. Bradley took the pink trumpet into the studio last year and got to work on her first new album in about 4 years up to that point. It's a 10-track effort produced under the auspices of the veteran Greg Manning. You'll find it on Trippin' in Rhythm. Trumpeter Cindy Bradley right here with Promise, coming in at number 2 this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Indeed, there it is, trumpeter, composer, educator, Cindy Bradley, with her latest effort for Trippin' and Rhythm. It's called Promise, and it holds steady in the number two spot on this week's survey. All right, well, an hour goes by quick. Brother Bass, as we hit the home stretch, who's got that top spot this week?
The Black Art Jazz Collective, now celebrating their 10th anniversary release. They present Truth to Power. Congratulations on being the powerhouses that you are. Truly an ensemble of all African-American musicians. Who are some of the top players on their respective instruments? Wayne Escoffrey, Jeremy Pelt, James Burton III, Xavier Davis, Jonathan Blake, Victor Gould, Rahsaan Carter, and Mark Whitfield Jr. They celebrate Black culture and its origins through music. Escoffrey, Pelt, Burton, and Blake each contribute two new compositions to the album, while Davis and Gold offer one each. This one is on High Note Records, their fourth album together. Black Art Jazz Collective holding down the number one position again this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Play on, play on. Yes, sir. The Black Art Jazz Collective, Truth to Power. That's what it is, their latest album. It's on High Note Records, holding the number one position again this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, family, that is going to put a wrap on the countdown for this week. A reminder for you, you can listen to it again and tell a friend as well. We're streaming on all platforms out there, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play Music, and more. Or you can stream and download our podcast at your convenience at countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right, and you can stay connected with The Countdown on social media for links to photos, videos, the latest jazz news, playlists from the show, and more when you follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, and be sure to click the link on our social media to get your hands on some Cool Jazz Countdown t-shirts, hats, and more. That's right, our apparel is now available via our social media pages. The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Share Media and TVM Productions. Our show is produced and edited by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, spring is heating up. Get out there and take advantage of Jazz Appreciation Month. This is Marcellus Shepard, the Bass Man.
And this is Kyle LaRue thanking you, as always, for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. Stay safe, family. We'll see you next time right here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.